بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our session number 25, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3, Dr. Fahd Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And today we're going to continue with lesson number 11, a very, very important lesson dealing with the Jumla Ismiya, the nominal sentence. Last week we read the entire English key, and primarily what we dealt with in very, very, very yani brief summary is we talked about the different types of mubtada, that is either a noun or a pronoun or a masdar mu'awwal. We also talked about the fact that the mubtada is normally definite. However, there are cases in which it can be indefinite, and it can be indefinite if the khabar is a shibba jumla, and either a prepositional phrase or dharf. And it can also be, yani the mubtada can also be indefinite if it is an interrogative pronoun, ism istifham, like ma, amin, or other than that. We also talked about the order of the mubtada and khabar, and we said that the mubtada generally comes first. However, it's permissible that the order can be reversed if there's no confusion in the meaning. And we also said that the mubtada must come first if it's an interrogative pronoun, because interrogative pronouns always come first. And by the same token, if the khabar is an interrogative pronoun, then it must come first. We also talked about the omission of the mubtada, or the omission of the khabar, or the omission of both of them, and some examples of that. And then finally we talked about the khabar, the different types of khabar, that it can be a mufrad, that is not a sentence and not a shibba jumla. It can be a mufrad, not a sentence. And then we said it can also be a sentence of either type, nominal sentence or verbal sentence. And it can also be a shibba jumla of either type, yani a preposition or dharf with the noun that follows it. And then we talked about the agreement between mubtada and khabar. We said that the khabar must agree with the mubtada in two things: in number, being singular, dual, or plural, and in gender, being masculine or feminine. It doesn't have to agree with it in being definite or indefinite. And as far as the case ending, the i'rab, well, both mubtada and khabar are automatically always marfu'un. So this is what we covered last week in great detail. And today, inshallah, we're going to read the Arabic text, translate it, and analyze a little bit of it. And then we're going to read the Arab... there are a couple of questions with the Arabic text. Four questions. And then we're going to read the Arabic explanation of these matters related to mubtada and khabar. We're going to read the Arabic explanation today of what we covered. I'm saying we covered last week. It wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. Last week was the Eid. May Allah accept from all of us the good that we did during the month of Ramadan. And may He grant us success in remaining firm upon some of that good that was established in Ramadan, and that we not just abandon everything that we did in Ramadan, praying in the night, fasting, voluntary prayers, reading the Quran regular, and all of that. May Allah grant us success in remaining firm upon retaining at least some of it. Okay, so we're going to start today with the Arabic text. And the four questions that are attached to it, and then we're going to go back to the explanation of the Jumla Ismiya, Mubtada and Khabar, and the rules related to each of them. Okay, so we start with the Arabic text on page 87, at the top of the page, at Darsu Al-Hadi Ashara. Keeping in mind that this lesson is dealing with the Jumla Ismiya, Mubtada and Khabar, different types of Mubtada and Khabar, and the fact that the Mubtada is generally definite, but it can be indefinite in certain cases, and that the Mubtada generally follows, precedes the Khabar, but in some cases it can or must follow it, and that the Mubtada as well as the Khabar, or both of them, can sometimes be omitted. Also the different types of Khabar, we're going to pay attention to that, and the agreement between Mubtada and Khabar in terms of number and gender. We want to be looking at that as we read through this Arabic text. Top of page 87, the teacher starts, Al-Mudarris, At-Tulabu Qaleelun. Qaleelun. Ayn al-Akharuna? Yani the students are few. Where are the others? Okay, Tulab is Mubtada, Qaleelun is Khabar. In the question, and we'll discuss it as we go along a little bit more. In the question here, Aina is coming first because it is ism istifham, because it's an interrogative noun. Otherwise, al-akharuna is really the mubtada here. And we said that if the khabar is ism istifham, it must come first. Otherwise, al-akharuna is in fact the mubtada. Ali says, the teacher said the students are few, where are the others? Ali says, Umaru ghaibun wa hamidun عند المدير وإسحاق في المرحاض والحسن ذهب إلى غرفة المراقب. يعني Umar is absent, Hamid is with the mudir, the principal, Ishaq is in the bathroom, and Al-Hasan went to the office of the muraqib, يعني the supervisor, the monitor. عبد الرزاق adds, والزبير أخوه مريض وقد استأذن المدير في الذهاب إلى المستشفى. يعني الزبير his brother is sick and he has asked permission from the principal to go to the hospital. Okay, in this exchange here, Al-Zubayr is the mubtada, and the whole sentence, the jumla ismiya, akhuhu marid, this whole sentence is the khabar. Remember, we said the khabar can be not a sentence, an individual word that's not a sentence, or it can be a sentence of either type, or it can be a prepositional or adverbial phrase. So in this case, it's a sentence, it's a jumla ismiya, that whole sentence is the khabar. Okay, after this, the mudarris says, ماذا به? Yani, Zubair, his brother is sick. The teacher is asking, what is wrong with him? Mada bihi. In this case, mada is the mubtada and bihi is the khabar. Yani, the shibah jumla bihi is the khabar. And had the khabar been an ism istifham, it would have preceded. But in this case, yani, the mubtada is an ism istifham. Ism istifham always comes first. What's wrong with him? Abdul Razak says, Bihi maghasun. Bihi maghasun. Qalik. Renal qalik. And he has some sickness. Here, Bihi, the Shibah Jumla, is not the Mubtada. It is the Khabar. But we said what? That when the Mubtada is indefinite and the Khabar is a Shibah Jumla, the order is reversed. So, Maghasun, it is indefinite, and the khabar bihi is a shibah jumla, therefore the order is reversed. Yadkhulu Hamidun wa Ishaqu wa yajlisani fi maq'adayhima. Then at this point, Hamid and Ishaq enter and they both sit in their two seats, in their respective seats. The teacher says, Ya Hamid, ka'annaka turidu أن تقول شيئا. Oh Hamid, it is as though you want to say something. هل لديك سؤال? Do you have a question? Here, we want to say كأنك تريد أن تقول شيئا. كأنك is the مبتدا. Remember? يعني actually the مبتدا is the pronoun كاف. The pronoun kaf is actually the mubtada, because the huruf al-mushabbaha bil-fi'l, they may begin a sentence, but they are not the mubtada. The mubtada is either a noun or a pronoun, or it's either a masdar mu'awwal. So even though a jumla ismiya may begin with a particle that resembles a verb, that particle itself, ka'anna, is not the mubtada. Rather, the mubtada here is the pronoun kaf, yani corresponding to anta. كأنك تريد أن تقول شيئا. And the verb تريد is the khabar in this sentence. Yani the pronoun ka is the mubtada, and the verb تريد, remember we said that the khabar can be a jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya. Here is a jumla fi'liya, تريد أن تقول شيئا. هل لديك سؤال? Yani here, سؤالٌ, because it's indefinite, and the خبر لديك, يعني is a شبه جملة, the order is reversed. So in fact, سؤالٌ is the مبتدا, and لديك is the خبر مقدم. خبر مقدم. Why is it مقدم? Because the مبتدا سؤالٌ is indefinite and its khabar is a shibah jumla. Hamid says, Na'am. Annie, do you have a question? Na'am. Ana matlubun al-ana fi-nadi al-riyadi. Afa-adhhabu am ahduru al-darsa. He said, I'm being requested or being sought right now at the sports club, al-nadi al-riyadi. Shall I go or shall I attend the lesson? Here in this section here, we have ana matlubun. Yani ana is the mubtada and matlubun is the khabar. The teacher says, an tahdura ad-darsa khayrun laka. Yumkinuka al-dhahabu ila al-nadi fil fushati. An tahdura, yani the masdar mu'awwal, which the meaning of it is huduruka. حضورك الدرس أن تحضر الدرس خير لك. That you attend the lesson, be present for the lesson, is better for you. يمكنك الذهاب, يعني it is possible for you to go to the club during the break. So here we just want to note that the masdar مؤول أن تحضر, which means حضورك, is the مبتدا. And khayrun is the khabar. And ad-dars is the mafulun bi of tahdura. Again, and tahdura, the masdar mu'awwal, we said that the mubtada must either be a noun or a pronoun, or it can be a masdar mu'awwal. So this masdar mu'awwal, and tahdura, is the mubtada, meaning huduruka. At this moment, yadkhulu al-hasanu وَبِيَدِهِ عُلْبَةٌ. Hassan enters and in his hand is a packet, a box of something. مَاذَا فِي الْعُلْبَةِ يَا حَسَنُ. So the teacher says, what is in the عُلْبَة? What's in the packet, O Hassan? Hassan says, فِيهَا طَبَاشِيرُ. In it is chalk. Chalk that you write on the board with. طَبَاشِيرُ. And a note that tabashir is a broken plural in the pattern of mafa'il, mamnu min al-sarf, so it doesn't take tanween. Also, this sentence, fiha tabashiru, is a complete sentence. Tabashiru is the mubtada, and fiha, the shibh jumla, is the khabar. The order is reversed because tabashir is indefinite, and its khabar is a shibh jumla. Again, the rule here is what? That the mubtada is generally definite, but it can be indefinite in certain cases. And one of those cases is if the mubtada is indefinite and its khabar is a shibh jumla, which is the case here, and as we've seen in a couple of other examples. At this moment, yadkhulu al-muraqibu wa ma'ahu talibun jadidun wa yusallimani. Yani the muraqib enters at this moment, and with him is a new student, and they both offer salams. Here we want to note that in this sentence, yadkhulu al-muraqibu, we have, this is not a jumla ismiya, yani it's a jumla fi'liya. Okay, no problem, we can leave that. Al-muraqib, he says, hadha talibun jadidun. Simple jumla ismiya, hadha is a mubtada, talibun is the khabar, jadidun is a not. Turn to page 88. Al-Mudarris says, Ahlan wa sahlan, kayfa haluka. Welcome to you, and how, yani kayfa haluka, yani how is your condition? How are you? How are you doing? Here we want to note that yani this kind of question, it can be tricky a little bit to know what is the mubtada and khabar. But again, the key to help us remember is first and foremost that the ism istifham, the question word, must always come first. So the fact that it comes first doesn't necessarily mean that it's the mubtada, because the question word must always come first. So you have to pay attention to that. When you see a question, the question word must always come first. It doesn't mean that it's the mubtada. And the way to know if it's the mubtada or khabar is to answer the question and see what word takes its place. So in this question, kayfa haluka, the answer could be, for example, hali, yani tayyib or jayyid or whatever, right? So haluka is replaced in the answer with hali, and kayfa is replaced with tayyib or jayyid or whatever is the person's condition. So kayfa, since it's replaced with tayyib or jayyid or whatever word we're going to use, then we know that kayfa, from the answer, hali tayyib, we know that hali is the mubtada and tayyib is the khabar. So tayyib is taking the place of kayfa, yani in that question. So kayfa in this question is the khabar, not the mubtada. Again, how do we know? We answer the question and see what word replaces kayfa in the answer. So kayfa haluka, hali tayyib. Kayfa haluka, hali jayyid. So what took the place of kayfa? Tayyib, jayyid. In that answer, it's the khabar, so kayfa is the khabar. When we see more examples of this, inshallah, will become a little more clear. It is a little tricky in the questions, because question words must always come first, laha sabara, but they are not always the mubtada. So, ahlan wa sahlan, kayfa haluk, how are you? The new student says, bi khayrin walhamdulillah. Yani, I'm well, alhamdulillah. Here we want to note, in terms of the rules that we discussed in the English key, we want to note that here, this is an example, this answer, بِخَيْرٍ, the meaning of it is, أَنَا بِخَيْرٍ. كَيْفَ حَالُكَ؟ أَنَا بِخَيْرٍ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. But he didn't say أَنَا بِخَيْرٍ, he just said بِخَيْرٍ. And this is an example of the مُبْتَدَى being omitted. The مُبْتَدَى, that is مَحْذُوف. We said that the مُبْتَدَى can be omitted, the khabar sometimes will be omitted, and sometimes even both of them can be omitted. This is an example of hadhfu al-mubtada, the omission of the mubtada. It's omitted because it's understood. If a person says, how are you? And the person says, bikhair, that means, ana bikhair, walhamdulillah, and the praise belongs to Allah. The teacher says, masmuka, what is your name? The new student answers, munirun, meaning, ismi munirun. So this is also a case of the mubtada being omitted, because it's understood. Masmuka, what is your name? Person can say, ismi munirun. Or they can just say, munirun, meaning, ismi munirun. The teacher says, almaniyun. Almaniyun anta. Are you, yani, a German from Germany? Then munir answers, la. Britaniyun. No, I am a Brit. British person. Okay, here we want to go back just a little bit to the question, Almaniyun anta? Here, this sentence, this question could have been asked in the other way, A anta Almaniyun? So it's permissible to reverse the order of Mubtada and Khabar for no reason, except that it's permissible because changing the order here doesn't change the meaning, doesn't confuse the meaning. In that case, it's permissible to reverse the order. So we see here the reverse of order of Mubtada and Khabar, Almaniyun is the khabar muqaddam and anta is the mubtada muakhar. In the answer, la britaniyun, here we have another example of the mubtada being yani omitted. Are you German? La britani, meaning la ana britaniyun, I am a British person. So ana here is the mubtada, it's omitted here because it's understood. The teacher then says, aina darasta al-lughat al-arabiyyata ya muniru, where did you study the Arabic language, O Munir? Munir says, darastuha fi madrasatin islamiyatin, I studied it in an Islamic school. In an Islamic school. I studied it in an Islamic school. Okay, let me just go back a little bit. Okay. The previous question, aina, begins with a question word. Doesn't mean that. The question word is always mubtada, but in this sentence it is, aina darasta al-lughat al-arabiyya, darastuha fi madrasatin islamiyya. Yani, aina is the mubtada and darastu, yani the jumla fi'liya, is the khabar. Darastuha fil madrasa, I'm sorry. Aina would be really not the mubtada, but really the khabar. Yeah, because in the question we say aina darasta, yani darastuha fi madrasatin. So where, the word where is replaced by fi madrasatin, which is the shibba jumla khabar. So aina then should be the khabar. Aina should be the khabar. Now, the next question: Afi Britaniya Madarasu Islamiyatun? Are there in Britain Islamic schools? And then Munir says, "Na'am." What we want to note here is, "Fi Britaniya," yani, is a shibah jumla, jawal majroor. That's the khabar. And madaris is the mubtada, and islamiyatun is a not describing madaris. So madarisu is the mubtada, islamiyya is a not, and fi Britaniya, the jawal majroor shibah jumla, is the khabar. Munir's answer, "Na'am," meaning "Na'am." Fi Britaniya madarisu islamiyya. This is yes, in Britain there are Islamic schools. This is an example of what? The mubtada and khabar both being omitted. Yani the answer is understood to mean na'am fi Britaniya madaris islamiyya. So both the mubtada and the khabar are omitted. The teacher says, "Come madrasatan hunaka." How many schools are there? Munir says, "La adri bidabd." I don't know exactly or precisely how many schools there are. Al madarisu kathiratun. The schools are many. Again, the question: "Come madrasatan hunaka." Yani, "Come" is the mubtada, and "hunaka" is the khabar, and "hunaka" is the khabar, and "madrasatan" is the tamyiz of "come." Madrasatan is the tamyiz of "come." لا أدري بالضبط. المدارس كثيرة. Okay, this is a جملة اسمية. المدارس كثيرة. المدارس is clearly the مبتدأ and كثيرة is the خبر. Okay, let's look at the questions that came with this dialogue, and then we get back into the details of the rules related to مبتدأ and خبر. This dialogue is just an example of يعني different types of جملة إسلامية. Jumal Islamiya, Ismiya, nominal sentences, and we see some examples of the Mubtada and Khabar reversing their order and things like this, or the omission of Mubtada or omission of Khabar and so on. The Mubtada being definite or indefinite, though it's generally definite, coming after, though it generally precedes, and so on. Okay, the questions from the dialogue, comprehension questions, there are four. Aina arada Hamidun an yadhhaba. Where did Hamid want to go? Arada Hamidun an yadhhaba ila al-nadi al-riyadi. He wanted to go to the sports club. Number two. Bimada ata al-Hasanu min ghurfat al-muraqibi. Yani, with what did Hassan come? What did Hassan bring from the office of the muraqib? Yani, ata الحسن من غرفة المراقب بعلبة فيها طباشير, يعني with a packet or a container containing chalk. Number three, ما اسم الطالب الجديد? What is the name of the new student? يعني اسم الطالب الجديد منير. Number four, من أين هو? Where is he from? يعني هو من بريطانيا. Okay, this is the dialogue and the questions, comprehension questions that came with it. And now we're going to go to the core of this lesson, that is the explanation of Mubtada and Khabar and the Jumla Ismiya and the rules related to it in Arabic. Okay, we've already studied this 2 weeks ago. We had lots of time to review it in the week that we had off for the Eid. And now, inshallah, we're going to go through it in Arabic, the same points that we mentioned in English, except hopefully in Arabic it's more clear than it is in English. Today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we just want to go through these rules related to Mubtada and Khabar, the Arabic explanation of these rules. First, we're going to deal with matters related to the Mubtada, and then we'll deal with matters related to the Khabar. Let me just take a look at our time. Okay, pardon the interruption. Let's get back here to the explanation, Arabic explanation of Mubtada and Khabar. Okay, so we're going to start on page 89, and this is quite a bit of information, few pages long. We've already studied it in English. Everybody had a chance to look at it in Arabic for homework. And hopefully, yani, the two things we want to do is we want to read it in Arabic, And we also, in addition to reading it in Arabic, we want to learn these rules. Okay, so page 89, top of the page, Al-Mubtada'u wal-Khabaru. Al-Mubtada'u huwa al-ism alladhi natahaddathu anhu. Yani this is the definition of Al-Mubtada'. It's the noun which we are talking about. Wal-Khabaru huwa al-Hadithu alladhi tatimmu bihi al-Fa'idatu. And the Khabar is the speech or the information which completes the benefit. Yani, the mubtada is something we want to talk about, and the benefit is what we want to say about it. The benefit is completed when we say something about it, some information about it. For example, nahu, al-qamaru jamilun. The moon is beautiful. Fafi hadhihi al-jumla, nuridu an natahaddatha an al-qamar. In this sentence, we want to talk about the qamar, the moon. فَلَفْظُ الْقَمَرْ مُبْتَدَوْنَ. Therefore, the expression, the word, al-qamar, that's what we want to talk about, therefore it's the mubtada. وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَقُولَ إِنَّهُ جَمِيلٌ. And we want to say that it is beautiful, yani that the moon is beautiful. For that reason, فَلَفْظُ جَمِيلْ خَبَرْ. And therefore, for that reason, the word jamil is the khabar. Yani, the mubtada is the thing we want to talk about. The khabar is what we want to say about it. In this sentence, al-qamaru jamilun. Al-qamar is what we want to talk about. Therefore, it's the mubtada. Jamilun is what we want to say about it. Therefore, it's the khabar. Okay, that's the introduction to mubtada and khabar. What is the mubtada? What is the khabar? Al-mubtada wal-khabaru marfu'ani. So this is a basic rule that we start with when we talk about mubtada and khabar. Both al-mubtada and khabar, both of them are marfu'un. Both of them are in the nominative case. The mubtada and the khabar are always in the nominative case. Now, we want to limit ourselves to talking about the mubtada. First part is going to be all about the mubtada, and the last part will be about the khabar. Min ahkam al-mubtada'i. So from amongst the rules related to mubtada, there are various subjects related, rules related to the mubtada. Okay? So the first subject are the types of mubtada. The second subject is the mubtada being definite or indefinite. The third subject is the order or arrangement of mubtada and khabar. And the fourth subject is the omission of mubtada, omission of khabar, or the omission of both of them. So we're going to deal with four areas related to mubtada. Okay? Four areas related to mubtada, and then we'll go to the khabar. So, min ahkam al-mubtada, from the rules or regulations related to mubtada are number one, anwa'u al-mubtada, the types of mubtada. Okay, what are the types of mubtada? There are two types of mubtada. Al-mubtada'u imma ismun sarihun. Either it is a clear noun or a pronoun. وَإِمَّا مَصْدَرٌ مُؤَوَّلٌ. Or it is a masdar mu'awwal. Yani the particle N with the mudari verb. The masdar mu'awwal is a construction. Its meaning is the meaning of the masdar. Alright? And we're going to look at examples of both of them. So, the types of mubtada, it's either ism sariyun, yani a ism or damir, or it's a masdar mu'awwal. Or a masdar mu'awwal, that which can be interpreted to mean a noun, a masdar. Okay, so the first type of mubtada is the what? Ism sarihun. And ism sarih means the opposite of a masdar mu'awwal. Masdar mu'awwal is not a clear noun. It's actually a particle and a mudari verb. So it's not a clear noun. So they call it the masdar mu'awwal. Yani it can be interpreted into a masdar, into a clear noun, a noun, a masdar. But so the first type of mubtada is ism sarihun, a clear noun, which is a noun, an ism, or a pronoun, or anything that comes under that category. And the second type is the masdar mu'awwal. Example of the ism sarihun, Allahu Rabbuna. Allah is our Rabb. So here, the mubtada is what? An ism alam, a proper noun. The second example, al-kira'atu mufidatun. Reading is beneficial. Here, the mubtada is a masdar, al-kira'a, yani a common noun, reading. The third example, al-julusu huna mamnu'un. Yani sitting here is prohibited. Again, the mubtada is a masdar, a clear noun. Then the last example, nahnu tullabun. We are students. Here the mubtada is a dhamir, a pronoun. So again, the first type of mubtada is a ism sarihun, a clear noun. It can be a proper noun like Allahu Rabbuna, or it can be a pronoun like nahnu tullabun, or it can be a common noun like a master, like al-kira'a or al-julus or al-bayt or al-rajul. And the second type of mubtada is a master mu'awwal. That says, wa antasumu khayrun lakum, and that you fast is better for you. And the second example, wa anta'afu aqrabu littaqwa, and that you pardon is nearer to taqwa. In these two examples, we see the masdar mu'awwal as a mubtada. Antasumu, its meaning, if you translate it into a masdar, is sawmukum or siyamukum khayrun lakum. Sawmukum or siyamukum. Because it's second person, masculine plural, right? Antasumu antum. And the same thing, anta'afu aqrabu yani afuka, yani that you pardon is nearer to a taqwa. So this is the first thing from the rules of mubtada, that there are different types of mubtada. It's either a clear noun or it can be a masdar mu'awwal. As far as the particles that resemble a verb like inna and anna and ka'anna, that particle is not the mubtada, but the word that's connected to it will be the mubtada. Number two, ta'rifu al-mubtada'i wa tankiruhu. Yani the mubtada being definite, ma'rifa, or indefinite, nakira. Al-ma'rifa wa nakira. The mubtada being definite or indefinite. Wal-aslu, al-aslu fil mubtada'i an yakuna ma'rifatan. Kama fi al-amthila al-atiya. Al-mubtada'u tahtahu khat. Okay, so the asl, the normal rule, the original rule, is that the mubtada is definite, ma'rifa, as in the following examples. In these examples, al-mubtada'u tahtahu khat. Yani the mubtada will have underneath it a line. The mubtada is underlined. So, the normal original rule is that the mubtada is definite, as in the examples that follow. Alif, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this example, the mubtada is ma'rif. It's a proper noun. Proper nouns are all definite. So it's ma'rifa. B, ba, Ana mudarrisun. I am a teacher. In this sentence, the mubtada is a dhamir, a personal pronoun. And pronouns are all definite. Jim, hadha masjidun. This is a masjid. In this sentence, hadha is the ism ishara and the asma al ishara are all definite. Demonstrative pronouns are all definite. Personal pronouns are definite. Proper nouns are definite. So these are examples of what? These are examples of the mubtada being definite. More examples of the mubtada being definite. Del, turn to page 90. Alladhi ya'budu ghayrallahi mushrikun. The one who worships other than Allah is a mushrik. Here in this sentence, the mubtada is the word alladhi, which is al-ism al-mawsool, a relative pronoun. Relative pronouns are all definite. Ha al-Qur'anu kitabullahi. The Qur'an is the book of Allah. In this sentence, the mubtada is al-Qur'anu. Yani al-Qur'an here is definite because it has attached to it alif lam. Al-mahal bi alif lam. And the last example, wow, is miftahu al-jannati as-salatu. The key of paradise is as-salat. And here, the mubtada in this sentence, miftahu, is definite because it's connected to al-jannah. Yani its mudaf ilayhi is definite, therefore making it definite. So in these sentences we see that the mubtada is generally, normally, it's original rules that the mubtada is definite, and we see different types of words that are definite. Proper nouns are definite, dhamir, pronouns are definite, hadha, ism ishara is definite, demonstrative pronouns are definite, relative pronouns are definite, words that have connected alif lam to them are definite, and words that are idafa to a definite word are definite. So they showed us six examples of mubtada being definite for different reasons. After that, the normal rule is that the mubtada is definite. However, there are situations in which the mubtada may be indefinite. And here we look at two common examples of the mubtada being definite. The first, it says, قَدْ يَكُونُ الْمُبْتَدَعُ نَكِرَ بِشُرُوطٍ مِنْهَا. Yani, it is possible that the mubtada may sometimes be indefinite. بِشُرُوطٍ, with conditions though. There are stipulated conditions. In order for the mubtada to be indefinite, it has to meet some conditions. From amongst those conditions, minha, they give us two of the conditions in which it's permissible for the mubtada to be indefinite. Alif, ayyakuna al-khabru shibha jumlatin. The first condition is if the khabar is a shibha jumla, then in that case the mubtada may be indefinite. The second of them, before we explain the first one, the second is ayyakuna al-mubtada ismu istifham. That the mubtada is the ism istifham. So these are two cases in which the mubtada may be indefinite, with the stipulation that the khabar has to be a shibha jumla, or that the mubtada has to be an ism istifham. In that case, it can be indefinite, because the ism istifham, they're all indefinite. Asma'l istifham are all indefinite. So if the mubtada is an ism istifham, it's permissible for it to be definite, because the ism istifham must yani it must begin the sentence. But yani the point here is that if it's an ism istifham, the mubtada can be indefinite, because all asma'l istifham are indefinite. Okay, so let's just look at these two situations when the mubtada can be indefinite. The first one is that the khabar is a shibh jumla. Al murad bi shibhi al jumlati. The intended meaning of shibh jumla here is al dharfu aw al jaru wal majrur. Yani either a dharf, yani an adverb, or a preposition and the noun that it makes majrur. Al dharfu, yani the adverbial phrase, or al-jaru wal-majrur, yani the prepositional phrase. Okay, what is intended by shibh jumla? Either dharf or jaru wal-majrur. So if the khabar is a shibh jumla, yani dharf or jaru wal-majrur, then it's permissible for the khabar, for the mubtada, to be indefinite. An example. That's not the example. Yani, so the first condition is that the mubtada may be indefinite if the khabar is a shibh jumla, dharf or jaw al majrur, wa an yataqaddama ala al mubtada'i. And that shibh jumla, that khabar, come first ahead of the mubtada. So the khabar can be indefinite, the mubtada can be indefinite if the khabar is a shibh jumla and that khabar precedes the mubtada, it comes first. Examples. عندنا سيارة. We have a car. هنا سيارة is the مبتدا. In this sentence, عندنا سيارة, سيارة is the مبتدا. والظرف عند, and the adverb عند is the خبر. So it's permissible here for the مبتدا to be indefinite, because what? Because its خبر عند or عندنا is a شبه جملة, and it comes before the خبر, precedes it. The second example, li akhun. I have a brother. Huna, in this sentence, akhun is the mubtada. Wal jaru wal majruru, li is the khabar. Okay, in this sentence, akhun is the mubtada. It's permissible for it to be indefinite. Why? Because its khabar is a shibh jumla, jaru wal majruru, li. And it precedes it. It comes ahead of it. So this is the first case in which the mubtada may be indefinite if its khabar is a shibah jumla, either adverbial phrase or prepositional phrase, and that shibah jumla precedes the mubtada. It comes first. The khabar comes first out of its order. The second case in which it's permissible for the mubtada to be indefinite, ayakun al mubtada ismul istifham, and that is if the mubtada is a yani ism istifham, interrogative noun, a question word. And then there's a note here that says wa asma'u wal istifham nakirat, yani interrogative nouns, asma' al istifham, they're all nakirat, they're all indefinite. Alright, so if the mubtada is a ism istifham, then it's permissible for it to be indefinite. All asma' al istifham are indefinite. For example, ma bika, what is with you? Yani what's wrong with you? Huna ismu al-istifham ma is the mubtada. In this question, the ism istifham ma is the mubtada. Wal ja'a wal majrur bika, and the preposition and its object bika is the khabar. Ma bika, yani ma is the mubtada and bika is the khabar. Now, how do we know, since ma is the ism istifham and it must always come first, how do we know though that it is the mubtada? By answering the question, ma bika, what's with you? Bi suda'an, yani I am afflicted with a headache. So in this answer, bika is replaced with bi, and suda'an replaces ma, and suda'an is the mubtada mu'akhar, yani it's coming last, biya. B, Suda'an, is coming last because Suda'an is indefinite and its khabar is a shibah jumla, but Suda'an is definitely the mubtada, and therefore ma, which it replaces from the question, is the, yani therefore ma is the mubtada. The next example they gave us, men maridun, who is sick. Huna ism istifham men mubtada wa maridun khabar. In this case, the ism istifham men is the mubtada and maridun is the khabar. But again, since the ism istifham must come first, how do we know though that it is the mubtada? By answering the question. Men maridun, ana maridun, Ahmed maridun, Hamza maridun, al-mudarris maridun, men maridun. In the answer, al-mudarris maridun or ana maridun, we see that men is replaced by al-mudarris or ana or Ahmed, and in the answer, ana or Ahmed or mudarris maridun is the mubtada, and it's replacing from the question men, therefore men is the mubtada. The next example, final example they gave us, kam taliban fil fasl, how many students are in the classroom. Huna ism istifham kam, in this sentence or in this question, the ism istifham kam is the mubtada. وفي فصل, and the expression في الفصل is the خبر, is the خبر. So again, if you answer the question كم طالبا في الفصل طالباني, in the classroom or طالباني. So في الفصل we know شبه جملة has to be the خبر, and طالباني is the مبتدا, يعني because it's indefinite it has to follow. Otherwise, we would say talibani fil fasl, two students are in the classroom. But in Arabic, if the mubtada is indefinite and the khabar is a shibah jumla, the order is reversed. So we say in answer to kam taliban fil fasli, we say fil fasli talibani. Talibani is the mubtada muakhir, and it is replacing yani kam. Therefore, kam is the mubtada. So this part of the rules of mubtada and khabar is related to what? The fact that the general rule, the norm, is that the mubtada is definite, but it can be indefinite. And these are two cases in which it can be indefinite. The first case is it can be indefinite if its khabar is a shibah jumla, and that khabar precedes it, comes ahead of it out of order. And the second case is if the mubtada is ism istifham, it can be indefinite because all ism istifham, all asma istifham are indefinite. The third rule or the third matter related to mubtada and khabar is the order. Tartib, this is on the bottom of page 90, tartib al-mubtada'i wal-khabar, the order or arrangement of the mubtada and the khabar. So it says here, in terms of the order of or arrangement of mubtada and khabar, al-aslu an yataqaddama al-mubtada'u al-khabar. Yani the norm, the original rule, is that the mubtada should precede the khabar. For example, anta mudarrisun, you are a teacher. That's the norm, that anta is a mubtada, it should come first. However, yajuzu aqsuhu wa yajuzu aqsuhu, but it is permissible, the opposite of it, the order, yani the opposite of the original order, mubtada coming first, is also permissible. For example, a mudarrisun anta, yani instead of saying a anta mudarrisun, it's permissible to say a mudarrisun anta. This is permissible, that the order can be reversed as long as the meaning is not changed or confused by reversing the order of mubtada and khabar. Tayyib, that's permissible, to reverse the order. It's permissible as long as the meaning will not be lost or confused. However, if you turn to page 91, it says وَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمْ الْمُبْتَدَى إِذَا كَانَ إِسْمْ إِسْتِفْهَامُ. But even though it's permissible to reverse the order, generally speaking, as long as it doesn't change the meaning or confuse the meaning, however, it is obligatory that the mubtada yataqaddam, that the mubtada precedes or comes first, in which case, إِذَا كَانَ إِسْمْ إِسْتِفْهَامُ. If the mubtada is إِسْمْ إِسْتِفْهَامُ, it must come first, because أَسْمَى الْإِسْتِفْهَامُ لَهَا الصَّدَارَةُ, they have the right to always come first. For example, مَا بِكَ, what is with you, or مَنْ مَرِيد, who is sick. In this case, ma and men are the mubtada, they must come first. Here the order cannot be reversed. Why? You can't say bika ma or maridun men. No, you can't do that. Because why? Because the mubtada in these cases is an ism istifham, and ism istifham must always begin the sentence. Okay, so yajibu an yataqaddam al-mubtada, the mubtada must come first if it is ism istifham. And likewise, for the same reason, وَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ الْخَبَرُ إِذَا كَانَ إِسْمِ إِسْتِفْهَامِ. And for the same reason, it's obligatory that the khabar must come first if it is an ism istifham. And if the khabar is an ism istifham, it has to come first. So the ism istifham could be a mubtada, could be a khabar. In any case, it always comes first. You just have to figure out, yani, by answering the question, which it is. Is that ism istifham the mubtada, or is it the khabar? Here they give us examples of the yani khabar being an ism istifham. They said masmuka, what is your name? If we answered that question, ismi Ahmed, my name is Ahmed. So we see that ismuka is replaced by ismi, and Ahmed replaces ma. So Ahmed is the khabar, so ma is the khabar. Same thing, kaifa haluka, how is your condition? If we answered it, hali tayyibun, my condition is tayyib, we see that haluka is replaced by hali, and kaifa is replaced by tayyib. Hali tayyib, tayyib is the khabar, therefore kaifa is the khabar, is preceding the mubtada in this case, because it is an ism istifham. Again, the rule here is, yani, the tartib of mubtada and khabar is originally the mubtada comes first. However, it's possible, it's permissible, yani, for the khabar to come first, as long as nothing, the meaning or nothing is lost. Otherwise, there are cases in which the mubtada must come first if it's ism istifham, or the khabar must come first if it's ism istifham. The last matter we want to deal with is the omission of the mubtada, and as well the omission of the khabar, or the omission of both of them together. Hadfu, that's point number 4, hadfu on page 91, hadfu al-mubtada, the omission of the mubtada. Yajuzu hadfu al-mubtada idha ulima. It is permissible to omit the mubtada if it is known. Yani, the mubtada is known without mentioning it, then you can omit it. You don't have to use it. Okay? تَقُولُ لِلسَّائِلِ عَنْ إِسْمُكَ. For example, you will say to the questioner who asks you about your name, you can say to him, حَامِدٌ. meaning ismi hamidun. So the mubtada here is ismi. You can leave it out because it's understood without it. If somebody said, what is your name? And you just said Hamid, it's understood that you mean my name is Hamid. So yajuz hadhful mubtada idha ulima. It's permissible to omit the mubtada if it is known. Point number five, hadhfu al-khabar, the omission of the khabar. Yajuzu hadhfu al-khabar idha ulima. The same thing. It's permissible to omit the khabar if it is known without mentioning it. Taqulu ana liman yas'alu man fahimun. Like for example, you say ana, I, to someone who asked, who understands? You can say ana, yani who understands? You can say who understands, and a person says I do. You don't have to say I understand. You can just say ana, because it's understood what is intended here. Man fahimun ana, any meaning ana fahimun. Here fahimun is the khabar. It's omitted because it is ulima, it is known. And the last point related to the mubtada is hadfu al-mubtada wal-khabar man, yani the omission of the mubtada and the khabar together. Yajuzu hadfu al-mubtada wal-khabar man idha ulima. Yani it's permissible to omit both the mubtada and the khabar, subject and predicate together. Both of them can be omitted idha ulima, if both of them are known. Fataqulu na'am. For example, you would say yes idha su'ilta, if you were asked, أَطَالِبٌ أَنْتَ, are you a student? You can say نَعَم, meaning نَعَم أَنَا طَالِبٌ. In this case أَنَا طَالِبٌ is omitted because it's known, and أَنَا is the مُبْتَدَى, طَالِبٌ is the خَبَر. So this answer to أَطَالِبٌ أَنْتَ with just نَعَم means you have omitted both the مُبْتَدَى and خَبَر, and that's permissible because when you say نَعَم it's understood that you mean نَعَم أَنَا طَالِبٌ. Okay, after this, we want to look at the rules related to the khabar. And there are two things mentioned here. The first is the types of khabar, and the second one is the agreement of the khabar with the mubtada in terms of number and in terms of being the jins, masculinity or femininity. Okay, so we're going to page 91, bottom half of the page, min ahkam al khabar. Yani from amongst the rules related to the khabar, number one, anwa'u al-khabar, the types of khabar. And here they are listed as three types. Yani a mufrad, or a khabar that's a jumla, or a khabar that's a shibba jumla. We say that there are five types because the khabar that's a jumla can be one of the two types of jumla, either jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya. And the shibba jumla can be either of the two types of shibba jumla, yani the prepositional phrase or the adverbial phrase, yani al dharf or jawl majroor. So even though they are classified here generally into three types of khabar, yani it actually boils down to two types of jumla, is two types of jumla and two types of shibba jumla, making altogether five. All right, let's look. Anwa al khabar. الخبر إما مفرد أي ليس جملة وإما جملة وإما شبه جملة. يعني the خبر is either going to be a مفرد, يعني a word that's not a sentence. A meaning مفرد means a what? ليس جملة. مفرد means it's not a sentence nor شبه جملة. Okay, so the first type of خبر is a مفرد, a single word that's not a sentence nor is it a phrase. That's one type of khabar. Second type of khabar, wa imma jumlatun, or it can be a jumla of either type. Wa imma shibhu jumlatin, or it can be a, yani that which resembles a jumla, yani shibhu jumla. Okay, now let's look at each one of those three types: the mufrad, the jumla, and the shibhu jumla. Alif, fal khabaru al mufradu nahu. The khabar that's mufrad is like المؤمن مرآة المؤمن. The believer is the mirror of the believer. So here المؤمن, it's not a jumla nor is it a shibba jumla. So that's called a mufrad. This is the first type of khabar, a mufrad. ba والخبر al-jumlatu. The khabar can also be a sentence. Nahu, like, al-mudi, either type of sentence. Jumla ismi or jumla fi'li. And they'll give examples of both. Wal-khabaru jumla. The khabar, second type of khabar is a jumla. Like, al-mudiru masmuhu. The principal, what is his name? So the jumla ismiya ma ismuhu, that's a sentence. That jumla ismiya ma ismuhu is the khabar for al-mudiru, is the khabar. Wahiya fi mahalli raf, and that whole sentence is in the place where it should be marfoon as the khabar. The sentence is in the place where it should be marfoon, fi mahalli raf. The second type of jumla, that the second type of khabar, the khabar that's a jumla, is a jumla fi'liya. Wallahu khalaqakum, and Allah created you. Al jumla al fi'liya khalaqakum, yani the verbal sentence, khalaqakum, he created you. That's a complete sentence. It's a verbal sentence. Is the khabar for Allah. Wahiya fi mahalli raf, and this sentence also is in the place where it should be marfoon, fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfoon, the whole sentence. So these are two examples of the khabar that's a jumla ismiya like masmuhu, or a jumla fi'liya like khalaqakum. After this, jim, yani on the next page 92. The khabar, the third type of khabar is shibhu al-jumlati, that which resembles a jumla. And it is also of two types. Yani a jaw al-majroor, prepositional phrase, or dharf, adverb, an adverb. So the first example they give us, al-jannatu tahta dhilali as-suyuf. Paradise is under the shade of swords. Paradise is under the shade of swords. Al-jannatu tahta dhilali as-suyuf. So here al-jannatu is a mubtada, and the adverb tahta is the khabar, the shibh jumla. Tahta dhilali as-suyuf. Al-dharf tahta is the khabar. Wa huwa mansubun fi mahalli raf. Yani tahta is the khabar, and it's mansub tahta with fatta, but it's in the place where it should be, yani raf, where it should be marfoon as the khabar, because the khabar is marfoon, right? So if the khabar is a shibh jumla, we don't say that tahta is marfoon, we say it's mansub fi mahalli raf. The same way we said about the sentences, the jumla ismi and jumla fi'li, we said that whole sentence is fi mahalli raf, in the place where it should be marfoon. The second example they gave us of the khabar that's a shibh jumla is the shibh jumla that's a jaw al majrur, preposition, and the object of the preposition. Alhamdu lillahi. Alhamdu lillahi. The praise belongs to Allah. Al jaru wal majruru lillahi. Yani the prepositional phrase lillahi is the khabar. Wa huwa fi mahalli raf. And it is in the place where it should be marfu'un. Okay, so these are examples of the types of khabar. Could be a single word, a mufrad, that's not a sentence, or that which resembles a sentence, or it could be a sentence of either type, jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya, or it could be a shibh jumla of either type, yani jaw al majrur or dharf. The last matter we want to take here, and it's the second matter related to the khabar, that is mutabaqatuhu lil mubtada'i. Mutabaqatuhu, yani that the khabar has to be in agreement with the mubtada. It has to be in agreement with the mubtada in two things. Yutabiqu al-khabaru al-mubtada'a fi. Yani the khabar is in agreement with the mubtada in the following areas. And this is when the khabar is a mufrad, not when it's a jumla fi'liya or jumla ismiya or adverbial phrase or prepositional phrase. When it's a mufrad, then it must be in agreement with the mubtada. Yutabiqu al-khabaru al-mubtada'u fi, number one, al-ifrad wa-tathniyatu wal-jam'u. It agrees with it in al-adad, in the number. Al-ifrad, if it is singular, Yani if the mubtada is singular, the khabar has to be singular. Or if it is dual, a tathniya, if the mubtada is dual, the khabar has to be dual. Or al-jam, if the mubtada is plural, then the khabar has to be plural. And then they give us examples. Al-mudarrisu waqifun. The mubtada here is singular, so waqifun is singular. Wat-tullabu jalisuna. And the students are sitting. At-tullabu is yani plural, so the khabar is jalisuna plural. Baba al-fasli mughlaqani wa nafidhatahu maftuhatani. The two doors of the classroom are both locked, and its two windows are both open. Here we see baba al-fasl. Baba is the mubtada, fasl is mudhafan ilayh. Mughlaqani is the khabar, and therefore it's dual like babani. It has to agree with it in being dual or plural or singular. Wanafidhatahu, and its two windows are maftuhatani. Again, it has to agree with the mubtada in number, in being singular or dual or plural. Al-ifrad, singular. Al-tathniya, dual. Al-jam, plural. The second matter that the khabar has to agree with the mubtada in is in being feminine, masculine or feminine. Fi at-tadhkiri, yani being mudhakkar, masculine, wa ta'anithi, being mu'annath or feminine. Being mu'annath or feminine. So the khabar, you must look at the mubtada and make the khabar agree with it in number, singular, dual or plural, and agree with him being masculine or feminine. At-tadhkir, yani being masculine, wa ta'anith, being feminine. For example, Hamidun muhandisun. Hamid is a muhandis. So here the mubtada is masculine, so muhandis, yani the khabar also has to be masculine. Wa zawjatuhu tabibatun. Wazawjatuhu, and his wife is a female doctor. Zawja is the mubtada here, it's feminine, so tabiba, the khabar has to be feminine. Wabnahuma tajirani, and their two sons are merchants. Yani the two sons of Hamid and his wife, their two sons are merchants. So we see wabnahuma, yani their two sons are tajirani. So we see ibna, yani ibna is masculine and it's dual. Tajirani is masculine and dual. وَبِنْتَاهُمَا مُدَرِّسَتَانِ, and their two daughters are two female teachers. We see بِنْتَا is feminine and it's dual, and therefore يعني the khabar مُدَرِّسَتَانِ has to be feminine and dual. Has to agree with it in number and has to agree with it in gender, in adad and in jins. Singular, dual or plural, masculine or feminine. And الإفراد والتثنية والجم, singular, dual, plural. تذكير والتعنيف, masculine or feminine. So these are the things that we wanted to cover in reference to the مبتدا and خبر. We covered them 2 weeks ago in the English key, and now we covered them in Arabic. And I think that was what we wanted to cover for today. I don't think we had any of the exercises for homework. Inshallah, we'll do the exercises in the coming session. But just quickly to look at what is remains in the lesson that we're going to do for homework, and we'll cover in the next session next week, is the exercises that begin on the bottom half of page 92. اجعل كل اسم مما يأتي مبتدا. So they give you a series of nouns, and every one of them you have to put them in a sentence as the مبتدا. Make sentences for each one of those words that they give us, with that word or that expression being the مبتدا. Now, the second exercise, اجعل كل اسم مما يأتي خبر. Make each of the following nouns a خبر. So the same thing, make sentences for each one of these words, but this time that word has to be the خبر. In the first sentence, that word should be the مبتدا. In the first exercise, each one of those words should be a مبتدا. In this exercise, each one of these words should be a خبر. Exercise number 3 on page 93, اجعل لفظ مدرس مبتدا في خمسة جُمَلٍ عَلَيْ يَكُونُ خَبَرٍ. Okay, make the expression al-mudarris. Take the word al-mudarris, make it as a mubtada in 5 sentences. عَلَيْ يَكُونُ خَبَرٍ. 5 sentences is going to be a mubtada, but the khabar is going to be different things. In the first case, the khabar is going to be mufrad fil awwal, and it's going to be a mufrad, not a sentence or shibah jumla. In the second, it's going to be a dharf. In the third, it's going to be a ja'ul majrua. In the fourth, it's going to be a jumla fi'liya. And in the fifth sentence, it's going to be a jumla ismiya. So in other words, mudarris is going to be the mubtada in five sentences. And each of those sentences, the khabar is going to be one of the five types of khabar. Either a mufrad, or a jumla of either type, or shibah jumla of either type. Exercise number four. Hati thalatha jumal khabaru kullu wahidin minhuma. منها ظرف. And in three sentences, the khabar in each one of them is going to be a ظرف. In each one of them, the khabar is going to be an adverb. Number five, هاتي ثلاثة جمل خبر كل واحدة منها جاءوا المجرور. Three more sentences, the khabar in each one of these sentences is going to be a جاءوا المجرور. Prepositional phrase. Number six, اجعل كل اسم من ما يأتي مبتدا على أن يكون خبره جملة اسمية. واستعن بالاسم الذي بين قوسين لتقوين الخبر. Make each of the nouns from what follows a mubtada, where the khabar is going to be a jumla ismiya, using the noun which is between qawsain. They give you a word at the end of the line there. You have to use that and make each of the following words a mubtada. And the khabar is going to be a jumla ismiya. And they gave you some words to use for the jumla ismiya. Number eight, istakhrij min al-dars amthila al-jumla al-ismiya hadhaf mubtada. Okay, look in the lesson and try to find some sentences, jumla ismiya, where the mubtada is omitted. And again, look through the dars and find mubtadaat wal-akhbar. Find the mubtadas and the khabars and identify which type of khabar each one is. Yani, give us the sentence, tell us what the mubtada is, and then tell us what the khabar is, and which type of khabar it is. Is it a mufrad? Is it a jumla ismiya, a jumla fi'liya? Is it a shibah jumla, yani a dharf, or ja'u al-majroor? And then the end of the lesson is some of the conditions of the mubtada and khabar, ahwal mubtada wal khabar. They give us a chart with different examples and different explanations. And the last thing on 95 is conditions for the khabar. We're going to stop with this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfirullah. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant each, me and you, each of us success in doing things that are pleasing to Him for His sake alone, in accordance with the authentic sunnah, and that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, that He pardon, overlook, and forgive our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us firm upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim until we return to Him in condition of being pleasing to Him and pleasing with Him. If I don't send the homework immediately, yani, what we should do is start the exercises.